It's Defiant on a local news Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. Just had a show this past week at Reverb Lounge. I heard good things from it. Talked to one of the guys in the band. Good things coming from that. But you know what's also coming? Brand new music from them. They've got a couple of songs coming out a little bit later on this year. Hopefully to put it all into a one project. But this one you can guarantee will be on it. It's called Hysteria. And if you want to see more of them, just make sure check them out on Facebook. D-E-V-I-A-N-T. And you can check out their new logo that just premiered on the 9th. So a new look for the boys. And we're getting new music here a little bit later on this year. It's a local music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
JB would like us to have a Tommy take-along segment every Thursday.
I'm sure Tommy would love that.
I'm sure Tommy will love that phone call from his former frat brother.
Oh, yeah.
Lives in the Twin Cities. Yes, John says he's naming names. Who does that? It's Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mitchell says it kind of makes you wonder how much stuff is being covered up for the football team in Iowa City. Bob wasn't happy. Bob says no one cares, Tom.
Oh. Well, Tommy, I care.
More people want Tommy to have a weekly segment.
Tommy was great.
Yeah. John was very curious. He said, I've been sitting here all day wondering about your life and family. That's on me. I asked the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry says, sounds like your last caller clear up some unsolved felonies in the Iowa City area.
Could be a star witness in a couple of cases.
We'll just have a Thursday segment where it's an amnesty of everything we did when we were in our 20s in college.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I'm good for just 1 year. There was just 1 year where I did a lot of stuff that was probably not felony related, but just like knucklehead related.
Mm.
But I made a lot of money. As we finish this hour, back to FCS football. Because here's what's also going to happen this weekend. There's some really good spring games that are going on this weekend. Alabama plays this weekend. Ohio State plays this weekend. I think Georgia's G-Day is this weekend. Couple of other SEC teams play this weekend. This is a popular weekend for spring football. What are you more likely to show? A Ohio State spring game or South Dakota State, North Dakota State? You're going to show a spring game. I thought there would be more coverage. There hasn't been much coverage. I mean, the most attention FCS football has gotten this spring is that Trey Lance played at North Dakota State. You don't get highlights unless there's like, you know, top 10 plays, either the best or the worst. So I bounced around. I've watched a couple of games. And again, I like to watch North Dakota State and South Dakota State and South Dakota, North Dakota. Teams that have, you know, guys that I've followed in high school that are playing, I'll just check in. You know, somebody who was never going to get a chance at Nebraska, but wanted to continue to play, Andrew Bunch went to Southeastern Missouri State and has been the starting quarterback since day one. He has thrown for 1,370 yards, 9 touchdowns, 8 interceptions in the 8 games that he has played. Good for him. That's how it's supposed to work. You know, he showed up and, you know, Adrian Martinez wasn't on the radar. And got to start a football game at Nebraska. Unfortunately, it turned into a loss against Troy when Martinez got hurt in his debut. But he wasn't gonna be the starting quarterback and wasn't gonna beat out some scholarship guys. But wanted to continue to play. Found a place in the portal. Went down a level, and he's been a starter this year. We'll continue after the top of the hour to talk about quarterbacks and in particular Nebraska's current quarterback. I went through a list of top 25 quarterbacks going into this year. How many Big Ten quarterbacks do you think are on the top 25 quarterbacks of 2021? 1, 2, 3, or none? And where is Adrian Martinez on that list? We'll get into that in the last hour of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.